Through the parable of the sower in Mark 4, 26 through 29, we clearly define the fact that faith grows in the heart of every believer. We also establish the fact that everyone, believer and unbeliever alike, does have faith, but only those who are believers have the God kind of faith. Again, faith is determined by three factors. Faith comes by what a person hears, what content he listens to, and what measure or the amount of time one listens to it. The outcome is very clear in verse 25. The effort you put forth is either productive or taken away from you. What you do have will be taken. Follow me closely by reading verses 26 through 29. The kingdom of God comes in seed form sown by man, but he does not clarify what ground it's sown into, because the ground is clearly identified in Mark 4, 14 through 20. The heart of man determines the type of ground that the seed is sown into. The word heart, we are told, refers to the spirit of man, the center of his being. But this is not always the case. It's only when the complete text warrants it. But the primary meaning of heart represents a person's entire mental and moral activity. The heart is the center of your inward life, your will. The heart is also made up from the process of your thought life. It is either the seat of physical life or the sphere of divine influence, or maybe both. But we can be sure of one thing: what we allow to be planted in us will eventually harvest in our outward being, showing up in our life, verse 22, for there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret but that it should come to light. Galatians 6, 7 and 8, verse 7, whatever we permit to be sown in us, that we will also reap. Verse 8, we either sow to the will of the flesh or the will of the Spirit. This now brings us to a fresh understanding of the parable of the wheat and the tares. Out of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, we have a remarkable witness of the apostles that walked with Jesus. Each book written depicts the writer's personal character. Matthew was unique in the fact that he was a tax collector. Tax collectors were notable for keeping ledgers that had to be in order. So Matthew recorded things in a ledger form. If we turn to Matthew 13, starting at verse 18, we find the parable of the sower. And then he goes into explaining the parable of the wheat and the tares, then the mustard seed, the leaven, and finally the parable of prophecy. But then he goes right back to the issue of the outcome of the tares and wheat. That's found in verses 36 through 43. I believe he did this on purpose. Then in Matthew 13, 24 through 27, he explains the outcome of the seed sown. Read Mark 4, 22. There is nothing hidden which shall not be revealed. Then in Matthew 13, 31 and 32, he explains the mustard seed. Why? He is telling us the seed sown must grow in us to become a tree for the kingdom to provide for nature itself. Then he goes into the parable of the leaven, hidden in three measures of meal, till it was leavened. The seed sown affects the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. Then he revealed to us in Matthew 13, 34 through 38, there he prophetically revealed to us who the sowers were behind the seed sown. The enemy sows tares, and the Son of God sows wheat, the seeds of the kingdom. That's verses 37 to 38. The thing to keep in mind is both seeds have the potential to take root in us. There are certain teachings that have been sown into the body of Christ that sound good, but if you take a closer look at them, they are tares. With that thought in mind, next month we will give identity to some of those tares that we may have been relying on that is not the God kind of faith. Please read all scriptures listed with this letter.